In the middle of Hilchas Shabbos, in the middle of Hilchas Muktzah, in Simen Shin Yud, which we spoke about the halachas in this Siv Beis, on the previous Amud, food items that are detached don't become Muktzah. However, there are cases when you have two variables. One, you have these tzimukim. That, first of all, they were actively rejected and they're not fit, so then it's Muktzah. So that's where we continue how we'll go with our mothers on the Kofi Gimlam and Aleph. Yeshua, some say, that the halacha preparation does not apply by that of a non-Jew. And therefore, full of grigis with tzimukim should be other, even the dried figs and the raisins that are in his hand, which are they're permitted, as they're called by some lamad hay, and b'chein mashm b'haran, super and club days, b'yisham, and yisham. Says Mishmur Sivkot and Yud Beis, what does that mean? What some marines say is, Tabash us b'yisrael. Something that's forbidden by a Jew Mishum Niskot Sabinashmash because it was a mukta during twilight, and Malohuz Memoid Yom was not prepared from before Shabbos. That was saying, but any Hud Lishach is that for a non Jew this does not apply, because the any Hudi Maximitaitikum, a non Jew doesn't keep anything out of his thoughts, and there's nothing that is forbidden for him over a Saturday. And the Kimichu Mukhin Lishachat, since it's prepared for one person, Mukhin Akal, it's prepared for everyone. The Sharatin Lishyot says that's the sounds like from the Vilna Gaon. According to this, it's a Pashad, that same thing, you have the stones and money and things like that. It doesn't make a difference whether it's a non-Jews or Jews, because these things, even if it was prepared for before Shabbos, it doesn't help. And that's what the Vilna Gaon includes when he writes, Emechikul Yitzbazem. So the Sharatin, this requires a little bit further analysis. Why is it that Ramah permits Gregis with Tzimukim? There also has man that's not effective, as we see later on Sif Hey. Maybe they will also explain that it's Chazu B'loi Chazu. It's not totally not fit, but somewhat not. Therefore, it's a little bit better than Avanim and Mois, and therefore, it won't be a problem by a non-Jew. Be that as Mik continues the Mishbura, but Dabba the Asim B'vein Hashmashas, but something is forbidden by Twilah B'shem B'chubba, because it's attached, or B'shem B'shem B'chuzetet, because it was lacking being trapped, with Tlosha and Yehudi Yotzeh B'Shabbos, and the non-Jew detached or trapped on Shabbos, Avsha Dabba Shalein Yehudi, even though it belongs to the non-Jew, for that, look, I'm also, everyone would agree that's going to be forbidden. It's a Noilet Gam Kenachi, so to put the prohibition of introducing, generating a new thing on Shabbos, that even by non-Jews would also be forbidden. Sibkot Yud Gimel. That's where Masad, some say that the Hachana does not apply, that it has to be prepared by a non-Jew. And for Gregis v'chulu, even Gregis v'tzimukim that he has are permitted. It's what he means to say is the Avshayla, and you would invite option, even though a non-Jew brought up, from before, a Saturday to dry it. And B'dachim Yidam, he actively rejected. M'kamakam l'chala lay, Shemuk, still, it's not going to have the effect, as we said in the Mechaber, regarding Yisrael, it's not going to have the name of Mukta. Now, I'm the Sefer Meismeh, look at the Sefer Meismeh, Shemuk, actively, B'zevoid, he's very picky on this point. Keep it to Dachim Yidam, because then, since the non-Jew actively rejected, lay chaz lachil, it's not fit for eating. Adam Shem, the any Yehudi, who came because he's a non-Jew, lays in night, yes, lazeh, he gives any more thought to this. Look over there, that is very lengthy. We're going to talk about grass. We're going to come back to the base man. The Vilna Shulchan Aruch also holds like the base man. But Kim, the first thing he explains, the Maya Shulchan Aruch Davka, that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about specifically the grapes of Tzimukim. But the dried figs and the raisins, the Chazav Lechazav, that it's fit but not fit. It's not totally unfit. Can come on the Sevei, like we'll see later on in Sevei. The Paiska Shulchan Aruch, Shem, the Shulchan Aruch rules, the Mahani has one that preparing it that you want the Bashabis, that would be effective. Is that pasuk called by? This is what the called by rules. And you did that by a non-Jew. I feel like he's been okay there. If you, even if you didn't prepare it, manis can be effective. In maktim dates, he's not keeping it totally out of his mind. If it's totally unfit, the kaimel on which we have the halacha of las bungalav and saw that even by a Jew, but that even if it was prepared by a Jew, would not be effective. Say yeah, but saying not coming regarding this, it wouldn't make any difference between Yisrael and Yehudi between the Jew and a non-Jew. Sib gimel. Bimbis achila with the prohibition of eating, bimbis a tilta with the prohibition of moving. Kodavish are rubbing the shmash as anything that was fit by twilight. And married by Dovish and Skalkil by Yem, if something happens over Shabbos that it gets ruined. Bachazam Niskim by Yem, and during Shabbos, it then gets remedied. Chazatir goes back to its permissibility. Of Dovish hooks a bin the shmash, but something that was mukta by twilight, or Sakal Yem, this can be forbidden the entire day of Shabbos. Simko and Yudal, Sin Mishbura, bimbis achila, bhulu, whether Tumad the Isra achila or that are moving. It's a high bain, this, you know, whether this, whether that. Have revusa tribration. The bigger chiddush is in the first part. Lein es achila regarding the prohibition about eating. But someone means to say is gloim by lein tel dual ma. I don't know regarding just moving to bilad emrinan. They for sure that we say the muktz lachatz shabbos. That's not muktz about just half of the shabbos. Muktz l'talpli achshin slag malav shem muktz. And that you'll have to move it after it gets removed from it in the name of muktz. But we're saying the bigger chiddush elafil ochel mutar, even for eating, it's going to be permitted as long as by beinash mashas it was fit. Sivkan tezvav, meaning that im ir by dub b'chulu, if something happens on Shabbos. For example, let's say shiyad gushum ala tzimukim in minit b'chul. Let's say during Shabbos it gets rained on, and it gets blown up. Asha indra lechila, that's not even edible. Back asha shesapas and hashemesh b'nesavchu. Then during Shabbos the sun comes out, beating down it, and it gets dried up. Asha nasiru, now it's edible. Chazlatir goes back to its permissibility. By the time the reason is the ain't shayach shemuksa lechasi Shabbos, because it's not applicable to call something muksa for half of a Shabbos. Kibin shebein as much as you know, since by twilight it was fit. Kazav Taz writes, Ismail Shemol by Bishabas, the knife that the Moil uses to circumcise on Shabbos. In Latav La Achabila, one should not move it after the circumcision. The Muktzah Humachim is Chasar and Kiss, because it's Muktzah, because it's very expensive and very delicate. The Adam Makbich, the Moil, the person is very particular not to use it for any other thing. But the Loi Kamakim Latav La, so not those who are leaning to move it, Mitam, for the reason they say, oh, they Muktzah La Chazar Shabbos, you know. You can't say it's mukzah for part of Shabbos. Don't bein hashmash to come kenoy mukzah machmas chazar and kiz, because by twilight, I mean they'll say, you see, at some point you're allowed to use it by the bris milah. No, because bein hashmash was also mukzah machmas chazar and kiz. Bein latavli oz l'shem davar by bein hashmash you don't move any single person's purpose. Now, can there be alpha pishav l'machil melachas milah? Although during part of Shabbos you're allowed to move the knife for the action of Mila, Mekamakum still Achik Matzor, after you finished with the need for it, it goes back to the prohibition of moving it that you did have by Menesh Mashas, Akain, therefore, Yetzniya by Sechedesh Umosham, you should conceal it in the room where the, and put it away in the room where the Mila was done. But Magid Bam, Simit Shin Lamanav, Sivkan, hey, Maskim, my Gamkim, Mekadin, he also agrees with him regarding the primary idea. Rather, but his opinion that one should be stringent, when the mila knife is still in the hand of the mail, they shouldn't let it go from his hand, until he puts it in the protected place, or he brings it to his house, because the mukta should be yadi, as long as the mukta is still in his hand, he's allowed to move it to every place he wants to, like we said previously, but if he also does what's called priya, that he peels away the skin, by the mila, but now when he does that, he has to put the mila knife down. So, because of the rabbi, right? That someone else should take the knife from his hand. And he should bring it to a protected place. However, after the fact, if he did put it out of his hand, and he's concerned that it shouldn't get stolen over there, the rabbi is inclined to rely on the rabban the shach. The same in the middle of that they hold that you're allowed to move it. But somebody that was mukta by Menesh Mashas, that's also called him, that's forbidden for the whole day, because they are the primary preparation has to be from before Shabbos. Because if somebody says, the Pazi boy, be it's going to be on Friday, they should prepare what they're going to bring. Then this, the beginning of when Shabbos started, it was mukta from utilizing, and it remains mukta for the entire Shabbos. Sif Dal. Gregor's v'timukim, dried figs and raisins. Shoy muksim, which they were muksa. When Shabbos started by twilight, it was already dried up. And they were fit to eat. So obviously, even though the owner did not know at that time that it was already dried up, but ultimately, at the end of the day, he finds out that by when Shabbos started, it was already dry. So mutter, so they're actually going to be permitted. Sivkan Yizayin, Av Bishlo Yodu, even though they didn't know. It's Lemur Mitzvah says, Av, I mean, I would have thought this is the Machmasa because it is. Chalal Ayashim Muksa, so it had the name of Muksa on it. The Huktsum Midaitim Eila Pesim Shabbosu, because it was out of the mind of using these fruits for the Shabbos. Kamashman, what's it telling you is the Lemur Mitzvah, we don't say this, because Darehu Lay Sikh Dagmem, he did not remove his thoughts from them. Elkidai says, Yap, told him that they should dry up. But they can find this Yabish, Bukhum Abayim, and says Rashi, they would have dried up, and if it was prepared, and if it's not going to be problematic. Sef, hey, Gregor's Ritzimukim, dried figs and raisins, the chazabal, which they're edible but not edible. They can injure the achalay, there are those who eat in that state, but they can do achalay, there are those who do not eat it. So eat asmei, so here it's giving me a little bit different than what we prior had tensor base. If he prepares it, so nothing limitaris muksa, so he removes it from the halacha of muksa. If he loves it, if it does not loy, then it's still going to remain muksa. I will main room of bahazmina, but if they weren't edible, then nothing. And he prepares it, as man lamilsi, just preparing it is not significant. Play on the words and the famous idea of a small milsi, meaning it's not going to be significant. Says Mishra Sivkot Yitchaz. So if it's the chazav lechazu, hainu that is the shabshu ktsas al gan we boy gem, we tried up a little bit on the roof from the before Shabbos. So okay, then you could appear. But if it's totally inedible, it's a koin yutzer. Lav milsi, the hazman is nothing. That a heim kabban of avik, it's like stones and earth. Now, because of person basically right, imas amin and diskatil ben ishmash. When we say that if it's muktzah by twilight, davka dvam shegemara b'day shemayim. Those are the things specifically that they have to be. They finish up their process to be prepared naturally. Because they're dragers, like dried figs, they only get dried up through the heat of the sun. So he removes his thoughts from them. So it's muktzah. Something that can be finished by a human being, could go into tomorrow, like dates. That you put on them water from before Shabbos. So although it's definitely not fit by twilight. So you might say that, okay, so it's katsoy ben ashmas, it's katsoy l'kul yayma. So even though they're not fit, lo yatumam le'mayim, not the dates, not the water, because the water has not absorbed the taste of the dates that they should be fit for drinking. And v'gamatumam le'sat le'chazin, and dates right now by menashmas, those are not fit. So lach, even so, lo yasach daite minay ol yom Shabbos, did not remove his consciousness for them. For the duration of Shabbos, she muktzah was there. She muktzah because this is the yad lashayis on the machah because he has the ability to delay them until tomorrow. She could do tamatam that will absorb the taste of the dates. Chartzin is Tazayin brings that. That's how the man muktzah of Moshe Levush is read. They write to resolve the words of the kolbe from the hasaga of the beisayis that he asks. Pasha that it's permitted, and they said that this thing I would have said it's like Greg is with simukim because you're actively rejecting it and not fit. That's just saying that it's considered gemara, but the other like we wrote that it's actually. That it's different than Gemara B'day Shemayim because it's a human being that has the ability of finishing it up and not limited to a natural process. Some say, you don't have the necessity of Achana by any Yehudi. So he says, look at the Rabbi that he read. So it's possible that even according to the first opinion holds like this. He says, look at some of the Chesed of Gimel, if it is made, it's not very much on this what the Rabbi writes about the Kuregris, etc. The Maschel B'shal in Yehudi, that the same line that Ramah says, since the Hachana does not apply by that of a non-Jew, says according to this, a non-Jew that lights a candle by Menach Moshes and he extinguishes it after that, be permitted for a Jew to move the menorah afterwards when the Jew is a guest in the non-Jew's house, unless if the non-Jew lit it for the purpose of Israel, then it becomes a bus of the whole Shabbos, as we said in the Simchat Tes in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Chazayin, says the Prima Gadol. Some of the Dirshu number 9, the basket of a non-Jew, which had chicks on it, the whole Benish Mashas, Chaznish writes, that it does not become muktzah that way, because since it belongs to the non-Jew, so it doesn't take effect in the designation of this malacha, and it's fit to be utilized throughout the continuation of Shabbos. Dish number 10, the Chaznish writes, that the thought of a non-Jew is not able to make something muktzah. And this is the Ran writes, which is the source of the halacha, that a non-Jew cannot make something muktzah, that it sounds like that the object would be forbidden if he would be mekatz medaiter. It's possible that it's not so precise. His intent is that muktzah does not depend on the thought of the non-Jew, rather in our thoughts. Now, regarding muktzah machnas chasar kis abanachri, the Prima Gadol writes in his Psicha Derech Zayomtiv, it's possible that it's not considered as muktzah. Chaznish writes regarding the boards of a professional, of a craftsman, that he's particular about, that it's considered muktzah machnas chasar kis, as Burden Shachanach and Simich and Ches, that if the professional is a non-Jew, it's not muktzah. That's also been from Zaman regarding kilim abanachri that are used for business that the Bialim are particular about. Dishu number 12, regarding bread that was baked through non-Jew on Shabbos, that Shulchanach writes in Simchat Chafei that some things are going to be sought to utilize, but Shmuel explains that's because it has a halacha like Noilut. Chaznish writes that this is not because of Noilut, only because the bread is muktzah, like Gregor's with Tzibukim, and that even though it's possible to chew the kernels of wheat, however, it was not fit to eat from before Shabbos in its status as bread. Dish number 13, even though it helps to designate stones from before Shabbos, so what's the Shartin saying that Hasmana doesn't help, like by stones. So on that, the Chumash Yehudi writes that as long as he did not designate them, it's not fit for utility as a vessel at all. And even regarding a non-Jew, it's not considered as a kli, which is not the case by Paris, which is not prepared for eating so much. The thought of the non-Jew is on them since there is the ability to eat them. So to regarding herbs that are found in the a non-Jewish hospital, Chumash Yehudi writes that even though that they're very precious for its utility. However, they're not muktzah because the non-Jew does not keep it out of his mind from from anything, any kli ma'izel that is the ability of utilizing it, if it's not muktzah, even though it's not usually used. Dish number 14, Gerg is a simukin of a non-Jew, which did not get ruined yet, Chaznish writes that they're not muktzah. However, if they're already ruined when Shabbos started, and during Shabbos they became fit to eat, he's inclined that they would be considered as muktzah. Dish number 16, even though it's fit to circumcise other children on the same Shabbos, Chaznish writes that still the milah knife is considered as muktzah according to this opinion, because it's not really so common that you would have some other utility on Shabbos for this. And therefore it goes back to being considered muktzah mechlis sankis. Even though regarding shayf, the Mishnah writes in the Tzadik Vav above that they're not muktzah after you finish blowing, but because it is fit to blow to be like to others there who are not yet the chiyim. Shabbosam explains that by shayf it is common that you would need to blow for your friend without knowing beforehand, which is not the case by a milah knife, but it's not so common that a person would have to do a milah on Shabbos without knowing about this from before Shabbos. There's number 17, regarding Arlo, the Chuvah's Nadi Behuda writes that Ketchilo, one should not let go of the foreskin from his hand before he puts it into earth. However, if it happens that he threw it out of his hand beforehand, he writes over there that there is a place to permit to lift it up from the ground and put it in the earth because it is designated for this and it's ready for this from before Shabbos. Chuvah's Levi adds on, even those who have the custom to invert the Arlo and they say that it's for the good of the child, they're allowed to do that also on Shabbos before they put it into earth because they had thought about that before they put it into the earth. Dish number 18, that Mishbura was Mitzayim, Simchin Chesed Gimel. There, and in the Sharatzin over there, he writes that according to Menach Reinim, there's no heter to continue to carry a mukta that you already have in your hand, only by Klishon Asl Issa, but not by somebody totally mukta. However, the Magid Rami writes that the thing would be permitted even by Mukta Gomer, for example, let's say the Milah knife. And the name of the Rechaim, Be'alacha writes in Simrish Shalat Lav, that even though, and in general, this heter does not apply only by Klishon Asl Issa, whereas by other things that are mukta, you have to throw it out of your hand right away. But by a Milah knife, they did not require you to do this because they're concerned that the knife might break, and then the person will hold back and not do the Milah in the first place. There's number 20. Regarding other things of muktzah, the Chagos Chacham Shlomo writes in Simchas Chaz that it's permitted to give them to a different person. It's considered as a continuation of his of the first person's carry, as if he still is still in his hand, and it's permitted for that person to carry to whatever place he wants. On the other hand, according to the Tosha Shabbos in his Hakdamah to Simchas Chaz, he said it's forbidden to transfer the Dvar Muktzah even from actually one hand to another hand because it's considered as a new act of moving, and for sure it's not permitted to give it to his friend. That's as is inclined to Shuvah Shabbalevi. Chadush Chassam Sevim Sechz Beya, he writes that the heter to give the knife to his friend was specifically granted the Milah because he's receiving the knife that helps in that way the mile. And there it's considered as a branch for the mitzvah because through that, the mile could then go ahead and quickly do the priya and he won't have to be careful where he's putting down the knife. Verse number 21, to put the knife in a bowl, which the Dvar Heter is placed in it, in a way that the kli will now be a bus of Issa and Vahetta, through that, he can now move it to a discreet area. Shamazan holds it forbidden, because since if you have a Dvar Mukta placed in the kli, you have to first shake out from it the Mukta before you move the kli, if it's possible to shake it out. If that's the case, most definitely it's not permitted like a Ketchila to go ahead and to place a Dvar Mukta Dvar Mukta the kli in the first place so that you can move it. However, Shmuel Marshagi writes that it is permitted to do that, and that's also been able to be mean regarding this in combination with the pin of the chrein, the hole that the knife of the meal is not mukta. This Karelitz gives a different idea that the meal should put the knife in the pocket of his garment before the priya and then to go and hide it, put it away after the meal. Dish number 22. Chaznish is inclined that one could be leaned regarding the milah knife that is not muktzah because it's a kli, and Bein HaShemashiv is ready for its utility of its mitzvah. Now, to move the knife before the milah, to be mekayem the minig, to put it beneath the head of the baby, Shuvah Shabbalevi writes that it would seem that it's permitted because this is all included in the preparation of the knife, and it did not take effect that it was muktzah Bein HaShemashiv. From the minig that the father gives the knife to the mayel, and that way he makes him a shliach to do the milah of the son, and the Sefer Kriyas HaBris, he writes that in Shabbos it's possible better not to do this because one should not move the knife for nothing. According to Rabbi Yashiv, it's permitted to do this because since that's the norm to do during the week, it's considered as if it's assisting in the milah, and it's brought elsewhere that's permitted to assist the mayel and to hand him over the knife. Dish number 23, regarding muktzah mechmas chasar kiz, that if it breaks on Shabbos and then you're not makbar on it anymore, so it's Zimshin Chesem Mishmur, it's forbidden to move because Megidis Katzai was Muktzah Ben Hashmash, it remains Muktzah. But regarding Muktzah Machmas Issa, that became permitted on Shabbos, for example, let's say an animal that was slaughtered for a chayla on Shabbos, Mishmur, it's in Shin Yud Ches, yet does not have a lachalik Muktzah because Muktzah Machmas Issa is not forbidden as long as you did not actively reject it. Regarding a house that's full with payers, that he got demolished on Yom Tov, the Mishmur writes in Tufkov Yud Chaz, that if the steer is also in the rice, so then one cannot be lenient to take the payers that are found in it, which you had demolished, to get to access it, only Mishas Tzach. Now regarding a box of goods that were opened on Shabbos, and Mishum Zabin holds, that the food that's inside of it is not Muktzah, and it's permitted to have benefit on Shabbos. He explains that even though regarding opening up things that are hidden in the pit, they were opened up to an Adra and Yom Tov, and Mishra writes within it's forbidden to have benefit from the trend of San Yom Tov, unless in a pressing situation. However, since there are those who are lenient to open up boxes in certain ways, they're not stringent to consider the food inside of it like Muktzah. Like Zerun Shubhazik is Moshe. However, the Chaznish instructed since it's also to open up the boxes, the food inside is considered Muktzah, that's forbidden on Skrels. Discuss this also later on, Simchin Yosef Cotton Dal. Now, food items that are found in the freezer that you forgot from before Shabbos to put out the light, some of them are right, they don't become muktzah because, like the halacha of the turnips that are in the pit and the adds on, that if the way to get to the food item, permissibly by minish mashas, even in a pressed situation, for example, let's say opening up the door to the freezer through two people in a smart way without turning on the lights, that's not considered as muktzah, even without the first reason. Such regarding the faucet of hot water, that would be forbidden to open up a Benish Mashis because the Issa Bishul that's going to cause that through the heating of the water, of the cold water that goes into the boiler. And in Shemir Shabbos Kalchase, his opinion is mentioned, Shlomo Zalman, that it's possible that it would be permitted to open up the faucet after the water in the boiler cools off, because it's possible that it was able to open it up in the shmushin to take out from it all the water in one pour in a way that won't be able to have the water enter the boiler to get warmed up and to prevent bishul. And moreover, because you did not actively reject it with your hands. And also, according to those who hold that it's forbidden to open up the door of the freezer on Shabbos when the motor is not activated. So some writes that the door and the food in the fridge are not, in the fridge are not forbidden because of Muktzah. And even if the machine was off during the whole Benish Mashah, because it's the norm to work and to stop at certain points, and it's clear by Benish Mashah that it was going to be reactivated on its own. In such situations, that does not have the halacha of Muktzah. Look later on Sivkan your test. Now according to Mishra Elitz, the food in the fridge is not Muktzah because since Mishmur is not stringent by the case of the turnips, only when the opening of the pit is forbidden in the Torah, which is not the case by the fridge, which is possible opening up is not also only the Jabban. Regarding more meat, raw meat, which is not fit to eat, which a person made up middle of Shabbos to give it to the dogs, we keep egg it, writes that it's permitted to move it and to give it to them, because he did not set aside from before Shabbos, only because in the stomach it's not meant for dogs. If that's the case, when he changes his mind to give it to them, it's not considered as muktzah. Rabbi Chaznish writes that even in such a situation, the meat would be considered as muktzah because his makshob is not effective to permit. If we're moving, somebody was muktzah ben shmashas and did not take effect any change because of it, that it should be more fit. And also because he's not anticipating waiting for before Shabbos that the meat will be fit for utility. Dish number 25. We're going to be someone that sets it out of mind, because of the halacha. For example, let's say, he delays an animal. So they could check through this if it's a treif or not, and gets verified on Shabbos is not a treif. But Rambam writes that has a halacha like muktzah. However, someone makes a mistake, he thinks by Benish Mashas that his prayers are forbidden. Chaznish writes that it would seem that his prayers are not considered as muktzah, and even though he thought that they're forbidden forever, for example, let's say he thought they were arlub, someone writes that they're not muktzah. So regarding a muktzah because of the previous day that they're not considered as muktzah, as burden by halacha and simon torah for shemachay, the Chaznish writes it's permitted for him to move it by Benish Mashas itself, even though you're not going to use it by Benish Mashas. It's only because of his lack of awareness, because maybe it's still daytime, but that's it is fit for utility. Meaning, as we have from one day of Yom Tov to another day of Yom Tov. Now, if someone thought regarding a distinct object that is not Muktzah, and the Shabbos has verified that it actually made a mistake, Rosh Hashanah writes that it's logical that the object would be considered as Muktzah, even though it's nullified from it now. The reason of Muktzah, which is in Pesach Rina, Mesechus Pei, it's brought that the object is not considered as Muktzah. Issue number 26. Chaznesh writes that even if you would prepare something that is Gemara B'dei Shemayim, his preparation is not effective because he didn't prepare B'lev Shalom because he doesn't know if it's going to be finished tomorrow. It's something that does not depend on the human being, and therefore he cannot technically really prepare it. Dershu number 28, Chaznish writes that B'alacha spoke about that it permitted for the Jew to move the menorah of a non-Jew that he's staying by that got extinguished afterwards on Shabbos. Chaznish writes, L'chaira, the menorah should be considered muktzeh in such a situation because since when the candle was lit, it was forbidden to move it because it's not fit for anything, or because it became a basa for the flame. If that's the case, menorah should be forbidden to move even subsequently. Dishon number 29. So the Be'er Halach, the Mishnah Berurah made this whole idea of the difference between something that is kamer by the Adam, that's not going to be considered as muktzah. So to all things that for sure they could be prepared by themselves on Shabbos, the Levushai Strad writes that's included gemar by the Adam. It's not considered as muktzah. Meaning if we know it's going to be readied, and that's our Shem Zaman writes, however, regarding a garment that was moist by Ben Hashmash and Mishnah Berurah, it's in Simon Shinchas, it's muktzah, and so we're going to move it the whole Shabbos. So to a frozen food item that's in the freezer, Shem Zaman holds, it's not muktzah, even if he does not have a mind to the first on Shabbos, since he could do that. A candle was lit by Ben Hashmash, Shulchan Aruch writes in Simon Rishayim Tes, that's considered muktzah even after it goes out. The Levush HaStrad comments, the Chazanish, why should it not be permitted to move it? Because that's come up with the Adam, in the way that you know, let's say it's going to go out, that the oil is going to be depleted on Shabbos. So Shulchan Aruch answers, Halacha b'nei is mochamer, since you actively rejected it for the duration of Ben Hashmash, he wants that it should function as a ner during this time in a way that this is a muktzah, and therefore it's halacha is different than all of the gemar b'dei adam that you did not actively reject it, and it's not rejected only so that that it could be remedied. Like with that he adds on that it would seem that this difference is what the Tosfos and Shabbos Daf and Gemara Alf intended. Now something that's not prepared and fit right now for utility, but it is designated for utility by itself ultimately on Shabbos. But Magan writes that it's not muktzah, and it's permitted to move it even before it's remedied, just like it's permitted to move a boiling pot, even though it's not fit for eating until it cools down a little bit. That's Chaznish writes. However, a food item that's not cooked, that's found on the fire, till the rise, that's considered muktzah, that's from Chaznish. Look in their words that they discuss, if you need, in such a situation, to remove in the fire because it's a shia, and full-fledged noilid, for example, let's say ashes that was formed from wood, that got burnt in Shabbos, Chaznish writes, from the Gemara Beit Davches, it's considered like muktzah, even though it's a non-Jew, and there's no permission to move it because of a Gemara Beit Adam, like as if, you know, it was stopped from, it was like finished on that of Shabbos.